More oversight and hands-on management from leadership are going to be key for the Homeland Security Department to continue unifying its multiple components and strengthen its workforce. That's according to not one, but two oversight agencies. Here with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And long after the start of the previous administration's unity of effort at Homeland Security, they are going to continue, according to these agencies. What have you found?
So it's well into the fiscal year, but only a month into the new Congress and the Trump administration. And under the previous DHS Secretary Jay Johnson was this initiative called Unity of Effort. And the idea is that DHS has so many different components that operate somewhat on their own. You have FEMA and Customs and Border Protection, immigration over here and TSA over there. But they all have the mission of protecting the country. And so what Inspector General John Roth for DHS said, and Rebecca Gambler, the director of GAO's Homeland Security and Justice Issues, said, is that things need to be focused on continuing toward the unity of effort goal.
And what were some of the things they have to continue to do toward it?
Roth said the department's Joint Requirements Council and the creation of an undersecretary for policy position is a good thing the department is doing.
I think most importantly, and what's very encouraging, is legislation that Congress passed in December of last year that creates an undersecretary for policy, which I think is going to be a key role in figuring out how it is to make these components, which historically have never worked together, work together in a meaningful way. So I think for the first time, the DHS upper management, including the secretary, will have some authority and some teeth to ride herd over the disparate components.
That was DHS Inspector General John Roth. And Rebecca Gambler said top leadership attention is critical to ensuring effective acquisition oversight.
Across our body of work on investments and acquisitions at DHS, one of the key findings we've had is the need for improved oversight and governance of those acquisitions and investments. That relates to things like the Human Resources Information Technology System, the USCIS Transformation Program, which Mr. Roth talked about. So across the board, it's imperative that top leadership at the department is involved in overseeing acquisitions and investments through executive steering committees, through the Acquisition Review Board, through the Joint Requirements Council, and so on.
That was Rebecca Gambler, the director for GAO's Homeland Security and Justice Issues. Roth and Gambler also highlighted cybersecurity as an ongoing issue at DHS. Cybersecurity is a government-wide issue, which is why it's been on the high-risk list since the late 1990s. Now, Roth said the Office of Personnel Management's 2015 cyber hack, which we all know about, served as what he said was a wake-up call for DHS in terms of securing its networks. And while the government still has a long way to go, it's improving on shoring up these systems, like nearing 100% compliance levels for using two-factor authentication. He said, but there's also kind of like you have a plane certificate of airworthiness, it's safe to fly. There's also an authority to operate within DHS, which means, okay, this computer is secure, you can use it, you get a sign-off from the CIO. And Roth said there's still about 80 systems within DHS that are not locked down. So that's something they're working on.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and what was the congressional response to these oversight folks?
Subcommittee Chairman Representative Scott Perry was very concerned when Roth was talking about how long it takes to hire, for example, a Border Patrol agent. That's one of the administration's orders, is to hire 5,000 new Border Patrol agents and 10,000 immigration officers. And Roth said that it took 282 days back in fiscal 2015 to go from the day of a job announcement to the hiring date of a border agent. And so Perry said that number is kind of astounding, and he hoped that there would be some sort of recommendations coming out to shorten that time frame, because, as we all know, there's a lot of waiting period in the federal government for hiring for new hires, and then they just go off and find a new job with the private sector. So Perry said what it sounded like to him from the recommendations overall was that it was up to top management and the department secretary to kind of bring everything together under DHS, which, sure, that sounds pretty obvious, but that's what DHS's various components have been struggling with.
What it sounds like to me, there's no prohibition. This is top management. This is a secretary, et cetera, that's in charge, for lack of a better term, of all this stuff, right? To me, when you're in charge, you bring your leaders in from your disparate components and you say, what are your issues? Or if they're already identified, what's the solution set? What's your time frame? Here's your report back to find out how you've done. And then we go on from there. And if you don't complete that, you know, if you don't complete your mission, maybe this isn't your life's work or something like that. That's, I think, what we're looking for. And I didn't hear anything that you said that precluded that.
So Subcommittee Chairman Scott Perry is also skeptical of this. I was wondering if the whole way that the executive order on border and immigration that was released soon after Trump took office, if there was any discussion of that during that hearing.
There was, and Inspector General Roth said his office is working on a report looking at the implementation of that immigration order, which he hopes to have out soon. And there's also a report coming out in the next 6 weeks or so on DHS's previous secure border initiative. He said for this new implementation, they're going to be doing kind of a life cycle approach to it to constantly monitor how the project is going rather than just waiting until it's done or it gets stuck on something and then going, oh, you didn't do this right, didn't do that right.
And also earlier you mentioned the need for the Deputy Secretary for Performance, Deputy Secretary for overseeing all of this integration. No sign of anyone being appointed there yet.
No, there was no mention of it at this hearing.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read Meredith's story online now at federalnewsradio.com.